you ever in a situation where you could have said something, could have sold yourself, nailed it, and for some reason you held back? You forgot to mention or didn't mention your best qualities, the award, the asset, the great report you wrote. Kanye West, you must have had a lot of those moments.
I'm the number one rock star on the planet.
Such a modest fellow. How about the late Steve Jobs? Remember him? Just a simple, modest guy running a nice company out there in Cupertino.
And what this device does is extraordinary. It is the best browsing experience you've ever had.
Get that? Not just he's the best, it's that he created the best experience you ever had browsing. And then here's Hillary Clinton in an offhanded, off-camera remark talking about helping to bag Muammar Gaddafi in Libya.
We came, we saw, he died.
Did it have anything to do with your visit?
No, I'm sure it did.
Hillary Clinton being modest there in the midst of braggadocio, choosing the moment to really sell yourself and when to be more discreet is a challenge for everyone. But it is a much more difficult calculation, it turns out, for women. Jessie Smith, an associate professor of psychology at Montana State University, found this out when she was putting together a newsletter to highlight achievements of her female coworkers at the university.
And so we sent out an email to our listserv and we said, hey, tell us about the great things that you've done over the past year, research, teaching accomplishments. We even said, tell us about some new hobby you've learned or some great adventure you've been on. We want to put some stories in our newsletter. And we got absolutely nothing in response. Zero. And so we're like, wow, nobody's responding to this. But what did happen is women were emailing us saying, okay, I don't really have anything to share, but so-and-so, I know, just got a big new grant or just had a book come out. And so women were responding to our request by promoting the accomplishments of their friends and colleagues, but not themselves. And what was even more fascinating is when we would call the women and say, look, so-and-so mentioned that you wrote a book this year. Congratulations. We really want to put you in the magazine. The response was, well, I mean, it was okay. You know, a lot of teamwork went into it and it was really a group effort. And there was just this reluctance to talk about themselves and what we thought was a very safe environment, just a nice magazine that we wanted to put out for the faculty.
Almost nobody responded. And when she investigated why, she was reminded that women are conditioned to suppress bragging and to err on the side of modesty, while men seem more comfortable with the Kanye West approach. Professor Smith designed an experiment, a really interesting experiment, to show how powerful these forces are for women. And she even came up with a switch for turning those forces off. We'll talk about all that tomorrow on the program. But first, tell us about a moment when you sold yourself well, might have felt a little nervous and it worked out, or you regretted it. Tell us a moment when you had the chance to speak up about an award and kept silent out of modesty. And maybe you regret that. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Be a part of the conversation. Maybe there was a time when you did promote yourself only to see a backlash, less respect, fewer friends. Do you regret that? We want to hear all these stories from you. 877-869-8253. Find us at facebook.com/thetakeaway. Remember, it's okay to brag.
The Takeaway is supported by Lumosity.com, the brain training program designed by neuroscientists and used by 50 million people, created to improve memory and attention. More at Lumosity.com.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI, to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.